I just want the truth in a relationship. Well, you're not getting it. I don't want the truth in a relationship. I honestly don't. No. Fucking bullshit me a bit. Right? I mean, I want the truth, but I don't want the whole truth and nothing but the truth. There's some shit. No. You went out with your ex-boyfriend, Dave, because his mom died, and you're still friends with him, and I still want him to have someone. So you went out with him, and then you didn't call that night. And the next day, I call you up, and I go, because I don't want to know, but I ask, did you fuck him? And you go, no. And that's true. You didn't. But you go, oh, you know what's weird, though, is we started talking because we went out and we had a few drinks, and somehow the subject of sex came up, and we were talking about all the great sex we used to have, because we did. We had really good sex. It was incredible. And then he made the moves on me, and I said, no, because I love you, and I'm faithful to you. And then he started talking about this and that, and he drank more, and then he got really aggressive, and then I didn't know what to do because he started getting upset about his mom again, and I ended up watching him jack off in his car while he cried. I didn't know what to do. You could have stopped right out there. I didn't fuck him. That was true, and it was a lot more comfortable than it is right now. Fucking lie to me. I don't fucking like being... I got a girlfriend for a year and a half, and I'm not going to say I'm sick of fucking her, but I'm not high-fiving my friends afterwards. So. What does it lead to? It just leads to fucking relationships. It just leads to fucking